time for another local hero spotlight with our friends from CESA, the local hero folks, community involved in sustaining agriculture, and Claire Morneau from CESA. And we're with Sue Kaczynski of Kaczynski Farms. Are we officially in Westfield? Is that where we are?
We are. We're on the Southampton border.
Apart from the sort of semi-suburban neighborhoods that we drove through, out pops this beautiful farm stand that right now is loaded up with the colors of autumn, with pumpkins and mums.
I pass this farm every time I go to the South Berkshires because this is the back way to get there.
Nice. You better get it. It might be the phone. That's awesome because that phone looks like an old portable phone.
Is it? When I got here, the women in the kitchen were like, oh, we'll call Sue. And then they were like, oh, she took the phone.
Yeah. That's not a cell phone. It's a good old-fashioned portable
phone.
That is.
The cell phone's here. That'll probably go off, yeah.
Are you Kaczynski born and bred, or did you marry into the Kaczynski family?
The background between my husband and I, we were neighbors. We lived 7 houses down the street from each other when we were kids. Didn't like him at all. He's one of those guys that he just didn't go near, and yeah, he felt the same way about me.
But still,
anyway,
don't.
There are days. His father grew blueberries, and he was looking for help, and he paid better than my uncle did next door. I decided to go down the street and cause a little bit of a turmoil with my family.
Yeah. Montagues and Capulets situation.
It sounds like you defected.
The Kaczynskis and the Browns, which I was, they were Romeo and Juliet type deal. And you weren't supposed to cross the line, and we did. And I ended up, is that me?
It's the inside phone again that you put over there. People are just begging to know what's going on at Kaczynski Farms.
Do you want me to run it inside?
I can go do it.
You have a broken foot, so we're not going to make you run it.
We're not making you run anywhere.
We're just standing in the parking lot.
That's the way we ended up really meeting each other. We've known each other since we were 7 years old. We've been married for 53 years.
I know we're supposed to be talking about farming, but because you actively disliked each other so much, what tipped the balance eventually that now you're married for 53 years?
It was a challenge. Some of the ladies that were working with me at the time were good friends of mine from school, and they said, would you please get him away from that girl he's going with? He really likes you. So if you say yes when he asks you, and I was like, no, I don't want to go out with him. I don't want anything to do with him. And they said, oh, you'll like him if you go out with him. And so I did. And we've been together ever since.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Also, can't help but mention that you're wearing a Kaczynski Farms Home of the North County Blues shirt. So that faction won out.
Yeah, I want to hear the North County Blues song that talks about, like, your romance. And
Actually, North Country Blues was a Bob Dylan, or is a Bob Dylan song.
In the north end of town, my own children have grown. Well, I was raised on the other.
And so they took that name. It's stuck, and then my son uses North Country Harvest.
So this is the farm stand.
We have blueberries in the back here, and then the winery's on the other piece of property next door, and then there are 75 acres up the street. So.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So an orchard and blueberries and produce.
And a bakery and a winery.
Yes. The older I get, the more difficult it becomes, but yes.
When you look at the farm stand, this is what people picture, I think, when you imagine like a New England farm stand in the fall. It's pumpkins, mums. I think having apple pie and whatever else in there makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the art that's around here, because every time we encounter a place, especially farms, where there's artwork predominantly featured, it's always interesting. So you have these cutouts of a pumpkin and a corn on top of like porch, but like you've also got a pumpkin bear sitting in a chair there. You've got bales of hay painted like cats. Who does your artwork, and why have that be a part of this?
I love cartoons. Anything that has that feel to it. So that when you drive in here, you see that corn smiling at you.
It's a corn wearing sunglasses and cool sneakers, having been anthropomorphized.
And each one of my kids has taken an identity. So that's my son, Ed, and then that's my daughter, and she's not too happy about the fact that it's a pumpkin.
Your daughter is represented as like sort of like a cowgirl sheriff.
Yes.
Pumpkin.
Exactly.
Are you doing the art?
I come up usually with the idea, but no. I've been very fortunate to have a friend who has a sign shop, and then I also have one of my employees this year is phenomenal. Every once in a while she surprises me. That little teddy bear there. I came in last week on Tuesday, and sure enough, there was something new there.
So. Yeah, she made a teddy bear out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 9-ish pumpkins.
Yes, yeah. And she did the cat, you know, out of hay bales. She's fun to have around.
We're with Sue Kaczynski at Kaczynski Farms in Westfield and Claire Morneau from CESA, the local hero folks.
I'm just curious to hear a little bit about how, you know, if you grew up on a farm and now you're still doing it, I'm curious about what has changed over all these years in agriculture, in Westfield.
I'll go right to the fact. Licensing, inspections, I think those are, it's not that we shouldn't have them, but I think they have become a part of agriculture that we didn't necessarily think about. Yes, we wanted a clean barn. Yes, we wanted clean packing areas. And of course, here was a bakery so that we had to be careful with the health regulations and things like that. So that has been one more step and one more responsibility. But as far as farming, I'm glad to see there's hip and those kind of opportunities. We're seeing a lot more people come in from around us where we never used to see people from Chicopee or Holyoke or, I don't know, Northampton, whatever. And all of a sudden now, they're part of our family, so it's been great.
I'm curious about how long you've participated as a hip vendor, what sort of impact it's had on your business, how the ups and downs have affected you.
We started last year. I don't think I knew enough about it, or for that matter, knew anything about it until I started doing some research. And as we did that, we wanted to be part of it. As I had said before, it opened up the people that we were now serving. It also was a way to kind of teach people that that was out there because so many people did not know that that was even available, and it was kind of sad. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow, we'll be back.
HIP is not a program that people have to sign up for separately. Like if you get SNAP in the state of Massachusetts, you are entitled to this rebate if you use it to buy eligible produce at eligible places. And I agree, getting the word out about it is a really huge challenge.
And you have to be careful because you don't want to insult somebody either, because there's a few people that don't want the person behind them to know that they're connected to things like that. But most of them are just so happy, or they'll take you aside and say, thank you, we didn't know.
How much of the year are you open? What's your annual cycle like?
We open April 15th and we go to Halloween.
The end is coming.
But we go down with a bang because we're doing that pick your own apples.
What does winter look like here at Kaczynski Farm?
Snow, that's it. Really, I mean, I didn't mean to be fresh. By
no, no, no.
Snow is pretty, period. Where it's really nice is when you get up to the farm, because our house has all windows in the front of it, and it's on top of a hill. So what we see is every one of those apple trees and blueberries are covered with snow.
We're lucky if we get it.
Yeah.
The way of sustainability, we've always used it. We just didn't have a word for it, you know? That's so important right now. Every one of my children and grandchildren are science majors. Between Gene, my husband, and myself, we were both science teachers for years along with this. He was a physics teacher, I was a chemistry teacher, and we're on our retirement.
Working 10 to 12 hours a day with a broken foot is your retirement.
That sounds like how retirement's going to start working.
Yeah.
But the grandchildren, they're starting to go into doctorates and the whole business, and it all is science-based, so I think that's great. I'm trying to make people realize that we're all together on this, and we do want that sustainable crop, or we do want that sustainable kind of atmosphere. Our greenhouse is heated by corn that we grow. That's it. We try not to plow unless we absolutely have to.
Another scientific element that Kaczynski Farms has incorporated here is fermentation, as we mentioned before. Tell us about your decision to go into the world of fruit wine.
Yes. There were a couple of reasons. One, we had blueberries that were plentiful. For a while there, we were getting worried because we had planted so many blueberries and so many apple trees and never thought about how we were going to market them, really. What are we going to do? You know, we're not going to leave those apples out in the field. We were seeing a few wineries springing up in Massachusetts. So we thought, oh, we'll jump in. The governor at that particular point was fantastic. He came right along with us. He came for visitors.
The Deval Patrick.
Yes, it was.
He was one of the few recent governors who still lives here.
I think he's fantastic. I mean, he came in and he just said, don't worry, we're going to make this happen.
Nice.
And we did. But as far as using our fruit, that's what we had. Like right now, we have peaches in one freezer ready to go. We have blueberries in another freezer. So we can go through the winter still fermenting.
So how many varieties of wine is the farm making now?
We're between 13 and 18 different kinds.
What is the difference, or is there a difference, between hard cider and apple wine?
Sue Kaczynski.
Well, for one thing, the cider, it's been introduced to carbon dioxide. We're going to have a fizz to it, and it's got to be under pressure all the time. So we tried it for 1 year, and we said no. Yeah, so it's got to be carbonated.
Also, ABV, hard cider.
Alcohol by volume.
In general, hard cider is not allowed to be over 9%, much like beer.
Come on in, and let me show you the inside.
Oh, cool. Right. We're now in the farm store, Raven Hollow Winery. Sue Kaczynski, where did the name Raven Hollow come from?
When we first went to name our wines or name our winery, we asked our children if they had any input. And my youngest son did some research and found out that the name Kaczynski means blackbird.
Wow.
We also found out that there was a blackbird winery not too far from us. We decided to go with Raven because that's pretty close.
Quoth the Raven, nevermore.
There is a little bit of a hollow over there. I mean, yeah, so we decided to use that. And now we have ravens over there all the time.
They've been summoned.
Yeah. So I guess they figured. My vintner loves to feed birds. So he comes in here and goes, that ain't stale bread. And so he spreads it out. I said, don't put it out when the people are over there. Right? Sure enough, the ravens all come in. And we have ravens that are the size of turkeys. I've never seen such big birds.
Wow.
They're helping us a lot.
But your vendor's a lucky person. Everyone wants Raven friends.
And all of a sudden came up with this idea. It's a refrigerated walk-in cooler. A lot of the customers love it.
It's a produce room, but just looks like a cool room with all sorts of old saws and things on the wall.
Exactly.
Beautiful wood paneling, but it's also a refrigerator.
And beautiful produce.
Yes. Yeah, and beautiful produce.
Like, this is a gorgeous display.
All the tools and things that you see, or any of the antique kitchen pieces, those are all my mom and dad's.
Brown family represents.
Yes.
The Browns and the Kaczynskis finally.
Absolutely. I don't know if you want to see the winery.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, we can walk over.
We walked through the blueberry fields that just wrapped up last week from the end of June, which is amazing because you have so many different varieties of blueberries. And we crossed a beautiful little bridge, and now we're walking towards the winery over here. Raven Hollow at Kaczynski Farm in Westfield. A beautiful wine room and a tasting bar over here. You can do flights. All of the requisite wine paraphernalia, like signs that say wine time and wine is life.
Dude, that thing, wine time. Real scary is about it.
Big tanks in there.
Oh, yeah, but here's where they are vinifying. Looks like a dozen or so tanks in here. So what's the name of the person that's making your wine?
I can't tell you.
Ah, yes.
It's not a secret. It's just he doesn't like anybody to know. He works during the nighttime.
Whoa. Raven Hollow Wine. I mean, all of it seems so mysterious and amazing.
With such name as Nevermore.
That's a better story than just knowing who this person is. Yeah. Whoever it is has won a bunch of Big E awards, it looks like, for the wines.
The best we've done is we were best fruit wine in Massachusetts 1 year.
Nice.
And we have had several, certainly first prize.
What is your most popular wine?
Oh, strawberry rhubarb or blueberry explosion.
What is your favorite?
It used to be Sue's Plum, because they named it that. It truly was my favorite. But a new blueberry just came in, and it's just a blueberry wine, just plain old blueberry wine, is just soft and very mellow, and the perfect thing for sitting there at night just wanting something that's fruity, and be able to say that it was a wine. The one that did the very best was the apple flirt that has cranberry in it.
Mm.
And that was the one that was number one in Massachusetts. And the flights are really popular. A lot of people will come along, and they just want to try it. This is my husband.
Aha. Pleasure to meet you. And this is Khalees.
Hi.
And this is Claire.
Nice to meet you.
Claire's from CISA. We're from the radio.
Can I bother her for one
Oh, please.
More?
I hear you've been bothering her for 50 plus years. So.